New program means new hope for agriculture in Shelby County. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. For the first time in a while, Shelby County has an active FFA chapter in Bolton FFA.
Bolton High School had a program about 5 years ago, and when it closed, the ag program went away. About a year ago, the principal who was at Bolton at the time, Mr. Bo Griffin, he actually really pushed for the county to bring back an FFA program at Bolton High School because there's such a strong agricultural tie to that school. With that support, we have gotten an ag program back. Actually, now have 13 FFA members, so that's a really good start. It's really exciting.
Kayla Fisher is the agriculture teacher at Bolton and is a first-year teacher as well. She says her experience in FFA as a high schooler herself is what motivated her to become an agriculture teacher.
Being a new teacher has been a wild and fun ride, from learning to get ready for FFA competitions along with getting members excited. It's been a really great experience, not only getting to know my students, but getting them excited and having that connection to agriculture, because most of my students don't have that connection coming into my program.
Fisher says while there aren't a lot of young farmers left in Shelby County, the support for her program and what she's doing at the high school has been overwhelming.
One of the things that I've been able to do is connect with our Shelby County Farm Bureau to get some resources and get our agriculture program some support. And so the farmers through Shelby County Farm Bureau have been really supportive in anything that I've needed help with at our ag program. It's been a very encouraging effort from them and the AgriCenter International.
A great program and promising start to help our next generation of leaders understand more about agriculture and where their food comes from. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.